Give a command is how we started. Ask a question is the second step if you're a little more advanced.
If you're not doing this, it's funny, when you start doing it, you'll notice how many more likes and comments and shares that you're getting. Now, if you watch the company page, you'll actually see on the majority of all our posts, we'll say things like this.
Here's a command.
Like this if you agree. Click share if you agree.
Give me a thumbs up.
Thumbs up is another fun, creative way of saying, now why does that matter? Well, here's why it matters. If somebody participates on the post, one of your friends, if you were to say, you know, like this, and it was a post talking about the dangers of MSG in food, something I'm passionate about because I hate that being used in food. So we have like a post that David created. It's on our fan page. Talks about the dangers of MSG. So if you shared that to your page and it said, you know, like this, if you agree, MSG is, you know, something you hate in food. What happens is if a friend of yours clicks like, well, all of their friends that log into Facebook, and there's that news feed, right? When you first log into Facebook, there's the news feed of all your friends' recent activities. It's now very likely that their friend liking your comment is now in that extra friend's activity. So you see how then it becomes viral? But it only starts if you get the activity. So you got to give things like thumbs up this, like this, raise your hand if you agree. Things like that. And like to Michelle's point, ask a question.
So on Fridays, I'm notorious for saying, how many of you out there love chocolate? That's the question. How many of you love chocolate? My post is about chocolate, but the only thing I write in the actual post above the picture is how many of you like chocolate. The picture is supposed to share everything that you're really all about.
Now, what's more powerful, by the way? Raise your hand if you think it's more powerful to say, how many of you like longevity chocolate? Or, okay, I'm going to ask, how many of you like chocolate? Raise your hand if you think longevity chocolate. Okay, then why do I see so many posts where people constantly keep saying that it has to be specific to longevity? If you'll ask a broad question, like how many people like chocolate, you like chocolate, let the conversation get started, because here's what. You probably have one or two friends that are on your Facebook who are already in longevity, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to make a comment on that and say, yeah, longevity triple truffle, that's my treat that I take every Friday, right? Well, guess what just happened? Anybody else who reads that, you're not the one who did the sales. Does that make sense? If you're saying, how many of you like longevity chocolate, you're missing the boat. Say, how many of you like chocolate and get the conversation rolling. Let somebody else sometimes make a comment in there. Huge. That's why a lot of times we don't say things like that, because we want somebody that visits the fan page who's never heard of longevity to think that's a cool post and then read like 30 people saying that they love this triple treat stuff. Okay, where can I get that? That sort of thing.
Just to add on, obviously on your own pages, when you're asking a question, like Henry was saying, people are going to respond. That's a big opening for you to have more interaction with them. So you're further networking, and you're further have options for new people.
Has that worked for you?
So yes, that means that comment. Right?
Yeah,
yes.
So if they say yes, I say, well, what kind of chocolate? You know what kind of chocolate we have, or you know it's really good for you in chocolate.
So Deborah's question was, should I keep commenting when I see comments going on? Yes. You know why? She's engaging. And we'll come back to engaging in just a minute. I'm going to take another question. We're just going to try to speed up the answers. Yes.
Well, okay, this is a good question. She's asking it. Let me make sure I have it right. Okay, so when you log into Facebook, you're seeing our post at the top of your news.
No, she didn't say that. So I want to make sure we're careful about that. No. She said she doesn't know where the posts are coming from. The first thing should be she needs to identify who's posting. Maybe it's
longevity. Oh
yeah, no, they're longevity fan.
Oh, they're longevity.
So why they're showing up in her news feed is Facebook's very clever. They like to show you stuff that you've interacted with in the past or have some sort of a connection to. So that's why this whole, you know, thing is like so important for what you're doing here. The more engagement on something that you've posted, the more likely it'll show up in one of your friends' news feeds.
I'll give you an example. I wasn't seeing any of Deborah Burnoff's posts in my news feed. It's frustrating because I know she's posting.
She's very interesting.
She's very interesting, and she's one of my friends, but I've got 5,000. Facebook makes the determination of what's in my newsfeed. So how did I get Deborah finally flowing into my newsfeed? I went onto her page and I made sure to like and comment on every single one of her posts dating back like 2 weeks. Suddenly Deborah's in my newsfeed going forth.
So think how powerful that is.
That's how it works.
If you start putting up content that gets people to like your post, now your stuff's going to be showing up in their newsfeed. Isn't it like a light bulb clicks on for, I saw you just nodding, like that makes sense, that makes sense.
Does anyone have any other questions about the topic that we're on before we take a brand new question?
Three times a day, are you just talking to fan page? Or are you talking
no, your personal page. We are talking about your personal, if you are posting more than three times a day, you're wasting your time, you're convincing yourself that you're working and you're not, you're convincing yourself that you're networking and you're not, you're convincing yourself that you're staying in contact with your distributor base and you're not, you are finding a way that brings comfort to yourself. It's a good way to, you know, just relax for a few minutes, but you cannot twist that into your mind of, I worked my longevity business today. I posted six times.
Trying too hard.
Yes. You are trying too hard. Does anyone have another question about this topic? Stand up, Cheryl.
Okay.
Everyone has a question about this topic. Stand up.
I think there was only eight people.
My question is,